Zvachim, Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. Oila so'iv she'asol l'malo, k'maisa oila l'shem k'sheira. An oila so'iv that was made l'malo, it was done l'malo, that's the right place for it. Ayin ayin, oila l'malo. So that k'sheira, that's pashut. K'maisa oila l'shem chatos, we did a l'mato k'sheira. It's chazor on the same thing we had in Mishnah Aleph. U'bilvad she'lo osa l'baylub. Here, by an oilo, since the din of an oilo is that shaloi lishma is just takes away the ritzui, so mele it's kosher, but there's no ritzui. Lo yotze dechavase. K'maisa chatos, let's say he did it in the wrong place. He did a lamato l'shem oilo. K'maisa chatos l'shem chatos, definitely psulo. Asol lamato k'maisa kulam is psulo. He makes the oilo soif lamato, so that's not where it's supposed to be possible. And again, but the same thing, that maybe korbanos soif also the psulo. He only refers to the Achilas ha-mizbeach, but legabi the etzim ritzui hadam, there it's kosher. We'll take the opportunity over here to point out a choshuva yedia. When we just said now in Mishnah Beis that there's no achila, there's no heter for achila, legabi oilosoif, we said there's no achilas mizbeach. When we said in Mishnah Aleph, lechatos, we said there's no achilas odom. And the reason for that is because whereas in a behemoth there's a chelik of the kufa behemoth which is nechal ala mizbeach and a chelik which is nechal la odom the bayim lekahanim whoever it is, that's not true by a oif. By a chatas oif is kule nechal la kahanim, and a oilus oif is kule hukar ala mizbeach. We'll say over a beautiful idea. When we get to Pashas HaYoledes, the Ikka place for Kabonis HaYoledes is Meseches Kinim, and something unique over there is that we don't see that a Yoledes is Mukhuyiv, a Chata Soif, and an Oila Soif. She's Mukhuyiv, one carbon, a Kan, a pier of birds, which has a Chata Soif and an Oila Soif. You see, learn the Mishnah is properly over there. They're two parts of one carbon. Very interesting. Chatas and Oif, two parts of one Kabonis. We have by Nozir, by various people, Mitzayra, Mukhuyiv to bring various korbanos. But that a chatos and an oif should be one korban, two behemos, one's a chatos and one's an oila, as one korban, lo matzino. And the Ibn Ezra explains in Parshas Vayikra that the reason for this is because there's something deficient in a chatos and an oila's oif. An oila's oif is completely nechal l'mizbeach. A chatos oif is completely Nechal Odom. So Memela, they really, in certain cases, they're two parts of one carbon, which includes two of the birds, and it's one carbon. That's the Bavusta Shtickle. And the famous Shtickle, where Remei Simcha explained Ahavamin of a Gemara Menachas, which the Rajba was Matmiya on, and Remei Simcha said a brilliant pshat. There seems to be a havamina. The Nusach HaGemara says a havamina that one could bring oilas ha'oif at night. Lematzino v'leishamano korbanos at night. What type of havamina is that? The Rashi Matmiya. Klal and kol korbanos the only beyoyim. Zokt Rameh Simcha that since a chatos ha'oif and oilas ha'oif are considered one korban and the chatos ha'oif is meant to complement that there's a chilas mizbeach in every korban, the aktoros chalov ve'emurim was kosher at night. So it would be a havamina that the chatos oif is in ganzen only lefi the haktaras chalav memurim. You could do even the avodas adam at night. Kamashma on that, no. The avodas adam has to be done by day, even though be'etzim its primary purpose is the haktara ala mizbeach. Doilas oif. What's fascinating about this vort, besides for being a beautiful pshat, is that there's a bavusta maisa where Remei Simcha was shown then in Shemayim, they were being mekatrik that there's nobody in the door that can be mecham lamit the shalter. And the Rashba got up in the Pamal Yishamalo, and he said, there's a Yid in Dvinskir, Meir Simcha was mechavim lamit the shalter in a place where I blibed the Tzorachi. And the Heliger Rashba said under Meir Simcha 600 years after, Dvar Pella, on this vort. Okay, that's the idea. Now we're going to have a new idea that's negeya only oilo, not really oilo, any oif. It's a halacha which is really meshach shaychit to Maseches Chulin, and it plays itself out over here. Legabi avodas hakorbanos, v'kulon einan mitamais bebeis habliyo. what the hakdama to this is that even though described in Parsha Shmini is a tumah called nevela, nevela is mitame, and it's also asur rachman al tzom ba'achila. An oif, which is not inshechted properly, nivlas oif or treifas oif, is definitely also to eat out treif nevela. However, the nevela is loikol kach chomer that should also be metame. There's a new type of tumah which we find only a mechudish de gedin, which we find only legabe an oif, which is a nevela. It's not metame binagia with mago masa like a regular nevela. It's metame only be beis abli when a person eats it. And this is like an extension of the Isra Achila, is that in the context of the Isra Achila, which Nevelos the Trefis, is as shaykh by Oif as it is by Behema, but there's an extension of Isra Nevela that's also Metame. And it's Metame, a leichter Tumma than a regular Nevela of a Behema's Metame. So the Mishnah speaks out over here. V'kulon eni Metame's base of the remember that Chatos Oilas Oif was never shechted. It was Nimlak. Malika, in a regular bird, on a chicken farm, is a nevela. Malika is not shchita. So over here, l'choira, outside the realm of kachim, l'choira, it should have a din of nevela, and should be mitam bebeis abliya. Shteita mishnah, v'kulan enim mitam bebeis abliya, even when he eats it, rachman al-tzlan. Avad, he's not allowed to. Now, why is he not allowed to? We'll hold off a second. But al-kaponim, it's not mitam bebeis abliya. The mishnah adds u'moylin bohem. We're talking over here about a chatos or an oil soif that was brought in the ifanim that are in the first two mishnayos at the apostle. So there would be a havamina over here that even though a chatos oif is certainly not an avela, v'horai the kahanim eat it. And we don't say that the malika renders it an avela. The malika is the way to shecht it in the context of kachim. So l'chayr was geshachten, but over here it was apostle. So if it was apostle, l'chayr, the malika renders it an avela. No. It's of kachim. The malika al kaponim is moitzim in de nevela. It's not metam bebeis abliya. Umoyelim behem. However, since it's psula amigdashim, they have to be burnt on the mizbech. There was never a shas hetel akoyanim. So both an oila soif is pashut that is meila because it's oimid rak la mizbech. So meila is taking something that's mamish miyud la hegdish. But even chata soif, since there was no hetel akoyanim, over here has meila. Chutz michata soif shasol amatik emaisa chata l'shem chatos. That is pure carbon chatos. Oila soif, even if it was done properly, is moel in bohen. But a chata soif, if it was done properly, it's mutl kanim to eat. And it's not metam bebeis abliya.